Having a place to live is the one element necessary for a life with at least some degree of foundation. While some are able to own, others rent, there are many in New Jersey who are either wondering how long they'll keep their home or where, if anywhere, their next home is going to be. Homelessness is one of those dark secrets in our society, but an annual survey shines a light on it and hopefully will ignite the search for solutions. My first guest today is here to review the results of the 2016 NJ Counts Survey on Homelessness. He's from Monarch Housing Associates, Jay Everett. Thanks for being here today, Jay.
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
It's monarchhousing.org, and also at our website, issuesandideasradio.com, we've linked to the report directly. It's a 34-page report, but there is a lot of information in it that is going to be surprising to you. The comparison year to year, it has some positives to it, but there's still a lot of work to do as far as homelessness in New Jersey is concerned. And Jay, just sort of as far as the overall mechanics of the NJ Counts report, what is it looking to find and what are the means by which the statistics are compiled?
Certainly, Chris. So Monarch Housing Associates is the statewide coordinating agency for the point in time count, and that's what PIT stands for. So NJ Counts is actually a requirement from the Department of Housing and Urban Development at the federal level for the different communities throughout the state to receive continuum of care funding, which is the homeless assistance funds that provide vouchers or supportive services and generally housing for folks who are homeless in our communities. So what this count is in terms of mechanics is, even though Monarch organizes it and coordinates it on the statewide level, it's locally controlled and organized in terms of who's going out and counting folks who are on the street on the night of the point in time count. And it's, you know, there's local point in time coordinators that work with the agencies and volunteers in each community. The information is gathered both through paper surveys that are then entered into a SurveyMonkey data collection tool. And we also collect data directly from New Jersey's Homeless Management Information System. Basically, there's a statewide database, and a couple of communities use their own database to track the persons who are receiving services in programs funded by these homeless assistance funds. So we gather all that data and collect it and put it all together, deduplicate it so that no one's counted more than once, and then release these reports. And it happens every year in the last 10 days of January at some point.
Which is why, for you listening on wherever you are in the state, you usually see a news story saying that this that coming week there's going to be a count. The organization people that Jay was referring to are going to be out there. Hopefully the people who are homeless will somehow hear or see or read the story, or others will just be aware and make sure that a full and complete count is provided. And like I said in the introduction, too, the issue of homelessness is not something that, you know, people are waving a red flag and cheering, I'm homeless, yay for me. It's, you suffer in shame, I guess, would be the phrase to use. Is it safe to assume that the numbers that are brought about in the NJ Counts report are maybe on the lower side versus the actual numbers?
So that's a great question. You know, there are definitely ebbs and flows in the number of folks who are experiencing homelessness at any given point during a year, and even year to year in different communities. The point and time count, the crux of it, or the focus of it from the federal level in terms of getting basically a baseline number, right? If you're homeless on the streets in January, in the last week of January, the thought is that basically you really have nowhere else to go. And so it would definitely be that, first of all, this is only one night a year, and so it's not a picture of how many folks experience homelessness on an annual basis in our state or in our communities. It's just one evening, and it's an evening that's in a very cold season of the year. So it's really just getting a baseline number of those folks who are really forced into situations other than being permanently housed in our community. So it's definitely not the overall number of folks over the course of the year that experience homelessness. It's just a snapshot of one night. But it's a useful tool for us to see, you know, how the baseline numbers are changing year to year.
Oh, Jay Everett from Monarch Housing Associates about the 2016 NJ Count Survey on Homelessness. MonarchHousing.org is their website. You can see the report as well, and we've also linked to it at our website. And you are listening to Issues and ideas. Now, as far as the numbers for 2016, there is some good news. The numbers are trending down. Is that a matter of people, the homeless, finding homes? Is it a transition of, as they say, homeless, from the homeless to the unsheltered? Is there anything like that, or is this just really people getting back on their feet?
So, it's a combination of factors. It's always a combination of factors. Homelessness is sometimes referred to as the sum of all other problems, right? If there's economic problems or mental health issues or gaps in, education in terms of health services, a lot of times the homeless system is the sum of a number of issues that are plaguing different individuals. Everybody's situation is impacted by different combination of factors. But in terms of the numbers changing, obviously a reduction in the number overall of folks that are counted as homeless is a very, very good news. A lot of that credit goes to the folks that are doing some of the projects that do make an impact and help people end homelessness, such as housing first-oriented permanent supportive housing programs and rapid rehousing. But there's also, differences in weather that sometimes change who is accessing services and therefore who gets counted on any given night, from pit count to pit count. And there's also factors such as who is eligible for the resources such as emergency shelter resources in the state. Changes in those eligibility criteria may change the number of folks who are able to access shelter from year to year as well. So there's a whole combination of factors. Some of it is definitely attributable from in different communities to the great work of folks who are really trying to implement some of these programs that we know have an impact on helping people get from homelessness to housing. But some of it is, as you alluded to, making, kind of differences in who is accessing services, who is actually being counted from year to year. So while the numbers are going down overall, according to this point in time count, you do see things like the number of unsheltered folks actually increasing this year over last year. So it's not all great news. And as you said, as long as there's anyone who's experiencing homelessness, there's definitely a lot of work to continue to do.
Flipping through the report, and on a county-by-county breakdown, you can look at, I'll try to go north to south, not every county, but just to give you an idea geographically how things are working. Essex County is where the homelessness is most prevalent, with almost 20% of the total homeless number of people in the state. If you look south in Atlantic County, 5.3%. If you want to go north, you can look at Sussex County with 0.9% and Warren County 0.4%. Of course, lower population would also sort of dictate that. Morris County, 4.6%. You can see Burlington County with 10.4%. Burlington County is interesting too, Jay, because that's 10.4% of the total 10.4% of the total homeless population. But for chronic homelessness in Burlington County, the number was 16.7% of the state's chronic homeless persons. And chronic, of course, is a year or more. And a lot of those people demographically are in the 45 to 54-year-old age demographic. Those are probably some of the stats. That's an example of one of those stats that really stands out, much like in Hudson County had the same same breakdown, 9.3 total homeless, 16.6% chronic homeless.
Yeah, the chronically homeless, so the definition there is folks that are in a household with an adult member who has a disabling condition, and that household having been homeless for at least 1 year continuously or four times in the last 3 years and for a total of 12 months. So, those are folks that are really experiencing the longest term or most episodic homelessness. So that's definitely been a focus of the federal funds that come to New Jersey to help end homelessness, is to try to get that number down to zero and end chronic homelessness across the state. And so, that's definitely one of those numbers that, Monarch tries to draw out in the report and focus on so that everybody can see, what our communities are able to do and what the challenges are that remain, for getting the resources that are necessary to help folks that are in those situations.
Yeah, just over a minute left here with Jay Everett from Monarch Housing Associates. Talk about the 2016 NJ Counts survey, monarchhousing.org on the web. here on Issues and Ideas. Does this report do enough to raise attention over the long term so that people could see gaps in services and make things better? Or is this one of those that has that momentary awe factor and then people move on?
I think that that's for everyone who engages with the information and the report to determine. It varies. There are communities that really take a very close look, not just at this report, but at the detailed information that they get from the survey results and from their HMIS or homeless management information systems. And they really use it to plan where they need to allocate resources and galvanize support for their programs. In terms of the folks that are working to help homeless folks or, you know, make their transition from homelessness to housing quicker, this is certainly a useful tool. Hopefully, it's also a useful tool for anyone who has concern about their neighbors in New Jersey who are experiencing homelessness to try to make the point to our lawmakers and to our leaders to make sure that they understand what the issues are facing folks and to help get the resources that are necessary and make sure that we're focusing on practices that show that they're, you know, really making an impact to really solve these issues for households across the state. So we hope it's going to be one of those things that's not just a temporary, thing that folks look up from their dinner and then go back and to their daily lives and just walk away from. So thank you for, bringing this attention to the issue in the state. Hopefully the more attention that folks pay to it, the more over the long term we'll have those solutions to the scale that we need to help folks.
And it's really important to make sure when you look at statistics, they're not just points of information. They can be the pathways to answers and to solutions. And that is one of the tools that the 2016 NJ Counts Survey on Homelessness can become when used properly and effectively. You can see a copy of it yourself at monarchhousing.org. Learn more about the work of Monarch Housing as well. And if you are in that teetering position or you know someone who is dealing with the issue of homelessness, probably in silence, and have to convince them that it's not shameful, there is help out there. It might be challenging to find from time to time, might be a difficult system to navigate from time to time, but there are resources and solutions and rescue as well. If that sounds a little drastic, well, put yourself in the position of someone who is without a home right now. And, yeah, rescue would be a welcome word for, no doubt, their situation. Again, it's the 2016 NJ Count Survey, monarchhousing.org, the website for Monarch Housing Associates. We've been talking today with Jay Everett. Jay, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris.